did a really good job of that tonight.
It was fun, too, and well, I'll be eager to hear Greg's comments because we were excited to see these other guys get in the game. And some of these, it's kind of a welcome to college basketball moment. I mean, Daniel Freitag's out there for a few minutes and, you know, trying to get a bucket there, and he, you know, picks up fouls. But he's going to be someone I think is going to be fun to watch moving forward. Ricardo Greppi, Marcus Ilver, who's been around here for a bit. But it matters, right?
It matters.
What you can do here, because you got 18 conference games still ahead of you.
You're stacking small wins, a little bit of confidence, and people don't realize how much the little bit of distance between our ears, that matters for 18 to 21-year-olds, because it's going to build a little confidence, a little familiarity. They are already great athletes. That's why they're here. Now you got to get them up to this new speed. I remember my first game, Marquette. I got absolutely dominated because that speed, you're just not used to that speed and that aggressive. But once you get a taste of it and it's in your blood, that's all they're going to be focused on. How do I get more court time?
And that's what you got to do. You bottle that, right? You bottle that experience and then build from there. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin a winner this afternoon in their final non-conference game of this regular season. The Badgers 76, Detroit Mercy 53. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin 76, Detroit Mercy 53 this afternoon as we get a glance at the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. No issues for the 24th-ranked Michigan Wolverines today. An 89-58 winner over Purdue-Fort Wayne. The annual rivalry game between Illinois and Missouri belongs to the Illini this afternoon. 80-77, a game just getting underway. Out west, you got USC against Southern. And then later on tonight, Nebraska against Murray State in the Diamond Head Classic. So that's the rest of your Big Ten schedule here today as Wisconsin gets the win 76-53. Still waiting for Butchie to clean up his mess out there at center court, but he's gonna go ahead and take it to the house here today. I thought it was another nice touch, though, and if I think it's probably gone viral on social media for all I know now, but Butchie getting just absolutely hammered by Charlie Wills, Joe Krabenhoff, Sharif. Three beautiful birthday pies, just all over Butchie. But then you brought one out for him. Kind of a peace offering here. You can actually eat this one when you're ready to eat this one.
Yes. Shout out to Metcalf's. They make the best fresh chocolate chip cookies. I got him a baker's dozen because I knew that deserved an actual birthday gift, and he loves cookies more than anything.
That was good. And the best part is the kids and his bride Megan all were laughing hysterically. So that's a beautiful part of this. So Wisconsin a winner today, 76-53. Over Detroit Mercy. We'll have Scott Ford Dealers post-game show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Detroit Mercy here today, 76-53. Wisconsin is 40%, 40.6% from the field, 26 of 64, 7 of 35 from distance, 17 of 19 at the foul line. The Titans, 33% from the field. And we mentioned before the game, they just don't shoot a lot of threes. And they shot 8 today, making half of them, and just 5 of 6 at the free throw line. So, you know, in a day where you have to, this is why in this new, you know, the new way of looking at stats, you're thinking 40% from the field. That's not so hot. But they're 1.13 per possession. Yeah. And that, you know, a game like this, they may have had their goals a little higher than that, but that's still that's a good number to have. And I think even better is the 0.79 per possession for Detroit Mercy. And just, you know, different combinations in there, Charlie. We continue to see Nolan Winter playing well. Steven Crow in 21 minutes, he gets 15 points and 4 rebounds. A game where, you know, Max Klesman didn't score. He was 0 for 5, but that's okay because they had other guys picking him up. You know, Tanjay single digits today. Blackwell ends up with 12. Just a lot of different guys getting in the act, including Marcus Ilver, who hit a couple of threes today.
And that's crucial. As you get in the Big Ten, you're going to need another 6'8 guy that's in there. A, he's grabbing rebounds. He's playing good defense. And he hit the open shots.
He did.
You really need those. The other big thing that was a part of this was the bench points. To have 22 bench points come off and the spread to be as big as it is, that's a big deal. Again, they got to get those extra guys extra minutes.
36 to 14 points in the paint and in favor of Wisconsin here today. And just, again, you
take care of business. Detroit Mercy is rebuilding. It's now 5-9, but remember, it's a program that won just one time all of last season. So Mark Montgomery with a massive rebuilding going on, and there's certainly some promise, but they also have three guys out, two for the year. So they came in shorthanded. The Badgers did what they needed to do to get their 10th win.
Yeah, and Detroit Mercy should not be hanging their head low at all. As freshmen coming in there, I mean, freshmen dominated outside of Lovejoy, but like to come in and play competitively, they did not beat themselves. They only had 8 total turnovers in this game, which it could have been a game where they had a lot of turnovers. So I feel for them, this is also a notch in their belt to say, hey, we've got this. A couple extra plays, not letting some inside stuff happen. You're getting W's.
Then they'll start to jump back into league play. The Titans will 1 week from today as they make the trip to Youngstown State. As for the Badgers, they're 12 days away, right, from their next game. Is that sound
right?
Yeah, the Iowa Hawkeyes coming up on January 3rd, and then 3 days later they're in Piscataway to play Rutgers. Now it gets meaty, so they'll enjoy a little bit of downtime. They can relax these guys for a few days, just get away from the game a little bit, but obviously taking care of your bodies, and then they'll get in some really good work because once it hits for good.
Yeah, you get 3 or 4 days off, and that's a great time to recover and let all those muscles and all those things kind of recorrect themselves.
What's jumped out? We'll get Greg's thoughts on this when he comes out here as we continue to wait for the Badgers head coach. But through 13 games, and they've won 10 of them, what has jumped out to you the most? If I say, Charlie, get your thoughts on Wisconsin basketball through 13 games, what comes to mind?
Oh, man. I really like the transition since the three-game skid. It wasn't just then. They were starting to do it. They just lost track of it in the three games. That inside action. Mm. When there's crowd getting 20 minutes, when you've got winners, and he's getting better and better every game. When there's that domination, they play well because, as you know, Matt, the defense has to suck in. They have to come in and now start protecting the rim, and when they do, really open jump shots, and Wisconsin's just going to normally knock those down.
No Badger played more than 26 minutes in this game.
It's beautiful.
So you see, that's exactly what you want in a game like this where you have the clearly better team, and they're able to get a lot of different combinations out there and a lot of guys just getting some run, whether it's 1 minute, 3 minutes, or 10 minutes plus, like Marcus Silver. You're all measured by it, right? As you know better than I do. So a chance for a lot of these guys to get that much needed game experience, get a taste of it, and then build from there.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to say it. The taste. Once you get that taste in your mouth, you know what you need to do. You know how you fit into the team, because all it is really, it feels like theory, because all you are is in practice. So when they get that taste, now I know how my team needs me, and you can keep elevating on that.
All right, we'll take another break. Wisconsin 76, Detroit Mercy 53. Back with more in a moment as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
WRJN urges you to be a voter. Find out where to vote, how to vote, what you need to vote, and even how to get and fill out your absentee ballot. Go to our corporate website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find out all the information you need to participate in the process. Again, we urge you to be a voter at civicmedia.us/vote. WRJN urges you to be a voter.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We continue with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats Detroit Mercy 76-53. A couple of things impressive in the postgame television interview is the ability to nail Brian Butch, and it looks like the Badgers head coach did come away unscathed. I don't see any.
No strays.
That's the fastest lateral movement
exactly.
I've seen in a long time.
It's the first time I've had to stretch for a postgame interview. Make sure I can move. Get out of the way.
Nothing says teammate love by what these guys did to Brian here today. So
happy birthday, Brian.
Absolutely.
Yeah, happy 40th.
Is he 40?
Yeah, he's 40.
Man.
I think, you know, I was teasing him all day, and I'm thinking, no, I'm the one who's just feeling even older. I mean, you coached him. We're sitting here calling his games, and now
I watched him play before he had his driver's license.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's 25 years ago.
kind of a sobering thought
yes,
for all of
a
us here today.
Very sobering thought.
Well, this was a game, Coach. Charlie and I were really excited to see some of these other guys get some minutes, valuable minutes to learn from here today. But let's start with your first group. You mentioned on your radio show a few days ago how Nolan Winter is, like, he's just been hatched, I think was how you put it.
Yeah.
He's on a heck of a run right now, though, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just very efficient. He's figuring out how good the glass can be to him and how good of a rebounder he is when he goes all the time. You know, and the same thing with Steve. I thought another, you know, game where he was really efficient, you know, and playing in the short spurts, I think, helps him. And then they get a chance a little bit to play with each other. But, no, I thought there was a lot of good things, a very workmanlike. You know, nothing too flashy, didn't worry about who we were playing, when it was. And that's always a challenge this time of year that, you know, they know. We got guys racing to the airport to be able to get on flights here tonight to get home because they don't get much. So for us to be able to take care of this and, like you said, get a lot of guys some minutes and not just 30 seconds in the end of the game. Get, you know, Marcus Silver 10 minutes and Xavier Amos 13 minutes and quality stuff that will definitely help them and obviously in return help us.
Well, we were looking at Janicki, Greppi, Ilver, all guys that can fit really well into this system. We were talking about it post-game. It's the taste. Once you get the taste, you understand where you are and what your team needs from you.
Right.
What are you hearing from those guys as, or maybe it's just the other guys, they're getting to see their teammates do something other than be at practice?
Well, I think what you see is, today's a great example, what you see on the floor, regardless of how many minutes, you know, Hodges and Knopf didn't get a lot, neither did Jack Robinson, but you see how kind of the pecking order. And it's not, you can't BS players. They know who the better players are and who's ready, who's not ready. Mm-hmm. And it's our job as the staff to help them for those that aren't ready and point things out. But I think, you know, when you get on the floor and you have good things happen, because Marcus Ilver has been practicing pretty well, you know, Ricardo Greppi, he didn't play as well as he's been practicing. And it's hard sometimes when you're young and you come in bone cold, you know, but you have to maximize those. And same thing with Amos and Janicki. And I thought Cam Hunter did some good things when he was in, you know, couldn't get a shot to go down for him. But, you know, a lot of things that we can learn from. And again, you take what you do in practice. You can't just turn it on when we open up the doors of the call center. You have to be able to perform and be consistent day in and day out. And I think the guys that are showed some things today are the guys that have been the most consistent in practice.
And it's probably worth reminding you, and we talked about it during the game broadcast too, that, you know, Cameron Hunter battled some illness issues in the early weeks of the season. Daniel Freitag had surgery 2 weeks after helping his team to a state championship. His summer work started late. So, I mean, these are guys who are still, like, just getting into the rhythm of getting out there every day, too.
Yeah, and Daniel Freitag's 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's
by the way.
Yeah, I mean, so there's going to be growing pains. And probably it's harder to crack that in terms of rotation in today's world just because of the ability through the portal to stay mature and old. You're always going to have somebody older ahead of them until you're the old guy. Mm-hmm. And competition's going to be steep, and it's what we wanted. You know, we wanted steep competition when we added guys to the roster because it's going to holistically make us better. And tell you what, Cam Hunter and Daniel Freitag have forced Kamari McGee to be better. You know, so they've been pushing him from their spot, so to speak, on the ladder, and that's helped Cam get better. It's helped Janicki get better, and that's what a good team does. They keep challenging each other, but at the same time, they know we're all one unit. You don't want divisiveness and individualism within it, and they've done a good job of that.
We were talking a lot about McGee's ability to be that spark plug defensively, offensively. It just seems like in this season, you were talking about how everybody's raising him up. I mean, I feel like every time he's on the court, he raises the bar.
Yeah, I mean, 3 points, and you would think, man, his impact is way more valuable than 3 points, and that was a play in transition, a three-point play. But the ability to defensive rebound like he does at that size, he adds a thrust to us in a perfect role for him coming in. Him and Gilmore, and really Janicki starting to do that too, where they help us step on the gas when they step on the floor.
Absolutely.
Final thought. It'll be 9 years ago tomorrow that you were a head coach for the first time with the Wisconsin Badgers. Yeah. When you guys beat Green Bay. 9 years.
Wow.
Pretty good. A lot of wins there. They 196 now, by the way, for those scoring at home.
That was 26 turnovers. I remember that.
Of course. Forever the coach. Like, yeah, that I big lead to, wasn't so big late, right?
Yeah, it was a great first half. The problem was we had to play the second.
But you won it.
We did.
You guys found a way. You brought it together. And we fast forward to here, even how much the game has changed with all the stuff that we know with the portal, with NIL. You said this multiple times. Now that you're ready for a little break, chemistry is probably more of a challenge than ever before, perhaps. Right. But it's pretty good with this team.
Yeah, it is really good. It's really good with this team, and it's a credit to those guys. You know, because you have guys coming from different places, and guys that have come in and taken pretty prominent roles, and everybody has fit in and wants to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And we talk a lot about that, and that's cliché, I know, and playing for the front of the jersey, but they hear it all the time. And we have older guys, and Klesmet and Crow and Gilmore and McGee, even being an in-state kid, even though he's a transfer, Max was a transfer, that they understand and have a great appreciation and love for this place. And when you have older guys that can help message that to younger guys and new guys, you know, we've had to do a lot of Wisconsin basketball education for John Tanjay, mm-hmm. because he's been here for 5 months. So just understanding and appreciating the history, and now go make your own mark on the history of this program and this group. The togetherness has helped us, and that's a big piece of us going forward here over, you know, the next 3-4 months.
Well, go appreciate win number 10. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thanks to you and all your listeners out there. Yeah.
All right, appreciate it. Take care. All right.
Thanks.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin a winner today over Detroit Mercy 76-253. Happy holidays to you and yours as well,
yes,
Charlie.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. It's going to be great.
I know.
Won't be as probably chill as the Badgers should be doing, but with 6 and 9 year old, it's going to be pretty exciting.
There you go. Well, I'll make up for the laziness that you wish you could have. I'll be. I might set new levels of laziness here.
That's okay. You're allowed.
Days. So, all right. That'll do it for us as Wisconsin defeats Detroit Mercy here this afternoon, 76-253. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay wishing you and yours the happiest of holiday seasons. Be warm, be safe, and we'll talk to you on January 3rd when the Badgers host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
gotta hide what we're doing. Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble through the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
WRJN receives home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
You know you could have been a hand. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a broom. went around and then I run to the door. I can't take any more. It's not you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a butter cup, baby, just to let me down?
Man, the only boy touched me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he come and tell me everything is alright. He kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or
your charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
WRJN urges you to be a voter. Find out where to vote, how to vote, what you need to vote, and even how to get and fill out your absentee ballot. Go to our corporate website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find out all the information you need to participate in the process. Again, we urge you to be a voter at civicmedia.us/vote. WRJN urges you to be a voter.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Please.
traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I owned the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Show.